When God's people will be the majority. In comparison with the billions of the world, God's people will be a little flock, but God will be their refuge. When the sound of the last trump shall penetrate the prison house of the dead, and the righteous shall come forth, standing then with the loyal and true of all ages, the children of God will be far in the majority. Christ's true disciples follow him through self-denial and bitter disappointment, but this teaches them to look upon the guilt and woe of sin with abhorrence. Partakers of Christ's sufferings, they are destined to be partakers of his glory. In holy vision, the prophet saw the ultimate triumph of God's remnant church. I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And I looked, and, lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. In this world they served God with the intellect and with the heart, and now he can place his name in their foreheads. Christ welcomes them as his children, saying, "Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. But all who follow the Lamb in heaven must first follow him on earth, not fretfully or capriciously, but in loving, willing obedience, as the flock follows the shepherd. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Verse 5. And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.